Paul, undefeated, first home win of the season. Your thoughts on your team's display today?
Yeah, delighted with the 3 points. You know, I looked at 1 point, first half, went 2-0 up. And we're fairly comfortable, looking as if we're going to score more goals. And then we dropped deep, conceded a poor goal by letting midfield runners run off the back of us. And, you know, let them get back into the game. That was a similar story second half. You know, started fantastically well. Went 3-1 ahead, should have had a penalty, hit the bar, their goalkeepers made a few saves which should have killed the game at 4-1, and then we just started dropping deeper and deeper and stopped doing the things that got us in front in the first place and let them back in the game again.
Really good time to score that, wasn't it, from Jamie McCoon, 5 minutes into the second half?
Yeah, it was, but you know, if you look at the goals we scored today and the chances we've created, we've done it by doing what we've worked on in training this week, and that was getting the ball wide, getting crosses in the box, looking to get Nathan Tyson down the sides of our centre-halves, and whenever we'd done that, we looked as if we were going to score. But for some reason we stopped doing that. Our defensive shape for half an hour in the first half, and then 25 minutes in the second half was very good, and then we were a little bit naive in our game management after that. You know, we've got people rushing to take throw-ins when you're 3-1, 3-2 up. We've got our full-backs playing like wingers, midfielders trying to play like centre-forwards, and that's all good and well. We want to play good football, you know, but sometimes you've got to manage the game, and we didn't do that well enough, especially the last 15 minutes. But give Chesterfield credit, they kept going. We knew they would. They came back from 3-down against Preston during the week. They've chucked everything at us, and as I said, thankfully we've got the 3 points.
You changed the shape today, Paul. What was the thinking behind that?
The thinking, you know, and when we'd done it well, was, you know, we wanted Mark to sit in front of the back four and try and get us playing. And we wanted to get Dean and Richie really advanced into their half, and get Richie on the ball, get Dean running in behind, get our wide players coming offline to go and support Nathan. And when we'd done that, we'd done it really well. You know, and then, as I said, with the goals that we conceded, shape-wise, we seemed to be all over the place. But, you know, I'll take the 3 points, especially on the first win. We're delighted.
Absolutely. Nathan Tyson in that lone furrow up front. Got his goal. Another good performance from him.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. Don't think we used him enough. You know, and when we got a lot of joy, it was when we got the ball into Nathan or down the sides of him. When you've got a player as quick as Nathan and he's having an influence on the game that he did have, you've just got to keep giving them it. Not complicate it, just do the things that have got you in front in the first place.
Brought Mark Duval Fernandez in today. Thought he had a decent game in the holding role.
Yeah, he did. He done okay, Mark. You know, and very Keegan. Maybe a little bit harsh to leave him out, but we had to try and change it around a little bit. And as I said, get Richie in a more advanced position on the pitch. And when we done that, we done it well. When Dean and Richie started dropping deeper and deeper and deeper, it made it very hard for our back four to get out, hence why we defended so deep.
I know it was only your fifth home game of the season, but it is important to get that first home win on the board, isn't it?
Yeah, it was important to get a win, you know, full stop, but especially at home. You know, the fans have been great. They were fantastic at the end today. I think there'll be a few more grey hairs and people pulling their hair out, because that's how I feel at the minute. But at the end of the day, you know, I talk about statistics a lot and everything else. The main one is we got 3 points.
Have you managed to get away without any injuries today?
Nathan's took a bang in his knee, hence why we had to take him off, but hopefully he'll be okay.
And then next week, potential for Rob coming back in, Harry serving his suspension?
Yeah, Harry will be back for Tuesday night. And we're hopeful to maybe get some training in Curtis Main at some point next week. Rob's still got a bit of swelling around his knee, so you know, he might do a little bit of light work early part of the week.